One in 10 Australian adults have had a sexually explicit image of themselves shared online without their consent. Currently, there is no federal legislation which specifically deals with revenge porn. Today, the New South Wales Attorney General, Gabrielle Upton, announced that New South Wales would follow South Australia and Victoria in legislating against revenge porn. But how will the law deal with young people consensually sending sexually explicit photos to each other? Currently, all parties are charged with child pornography offences, despite being children themselves. Paul Brescia has this report.
There are quite harmful impacts of having an image distributed without your consent. So there have been cases in the US, for instance, and in Canada, where victims have gone on to commit suicide after having an image distributed without their consent.
That was Dr. Nicola Henry. She's currently researching digital harassment, abuse and revenge porn.
In New South Wales, currently there is no specific criminal offence for distributing an image without consent, but there are existing offences that could apply, either at the Commonwealth level but also at the state level under the Crimes Act. For instance, publishing an indecent article is currently what could be used and has been used at least one time in New South Wales to prosecute someone for posting an image of his ex-girlfriend on Facebook.
The New South Wales government will soon begin consultation on the scope of the revenge porn law. But how will legislators define an image as intimate or sexually explicit?
This is one of the big questions around, you know, what kind of language should be used. Should it be the word intimate images? Does that include an image of a Muslim woman in a hijab, for instance, in her underwear? Or does it have to be sexually explicit? In some jurisdictions, like in the US, for instance, they don't use the word intimate images. They use the word sexually explicit or nude or semi-nude images. But I guess, yeah, in Victoria and Australia, we do have legislation in place that uses the term intimate images. And I guess it would be up to a kind of judicial discretion about how broadly should that be applied. In South Australia, they use the term invasive images, which is broader still. And I guess it would be up to, yeah, a judge to decide how to interpret that. For instance, does it include someone going to the toilet? So we wouldn't really call that image-based sexual abuse as such, someone going to the toilet, but some people might argue that it is.
There is a common trend in the media to blame the victims of revenge porn, who are often women, for having sent the images. This is wrong, and we should be focusing on the people who share these photos without consent, says Dr. Nicola Henry.
We do need to be paying more attention to perpetrators and their motivations for distributing images without consent. And we do need to shift the attention to them, particularly in public awareness campaigns where the focus has been on victims and their kind of naivety and their stupidity for having allowed or someone to take a picture or to share a picture.
But how do we deal with young people sending these images with consent? Katie Atchison is the CEO of Youth Action, the peak body representing young people in Australia.
Well, at the moment, in Commonwealth law, if you're under the age of 18 and you take a picture and then send it to somebody else, you're committing a crime, and the person who receives it is also committing a crime. So even if the activity is consensual, if you're under 18, then it's actually a crime.
This has led to hundreds of children being charged with child sex offences every year, despite the images being shared consensually to other people under the age of 18. Katie Atchison says that in some cases,
A parent of one of the couple has seen a picture and said this is inappropriate, and then has gone to the police station, and the other young person is pulled in, and then both of them are charged. And so I think even parents aren't really aware of what the laws are doing, because taking your child in, trying to protect your child from a relationship you don't think is healthy, you're not realising that you're also admitting to the police that your child actually committed a crime because they sent the picture as well.
But just how widespread is the sending of sexually explicit photos between minors? And should the laws reflect this?
So what we know is that if 16-year-olds, half of 16-year-olds are doing this, then it's quite common, and it's not just one-off sort of things. It's part of the culture that's happening where young people are expressing their sexual identity through technology that they have on hand at all times. And so we need the laws to reflect what's going on for those young people, and that laws should be based in reality. So if things change, then the law should change as well. Laws like the revenge porn laws are doing that, because it's saying if somebody's taken some an image of you that you haven't given consent to, and sending it out maliciously without your consent and with the intention to harm, they'll be prosecuted, and you can go to the police and you can take them to court and say, this picture was taken without my consent and shared without my consent, and therefore this person should be charged.
That was Katie Aitchison, the CEO of Youth Action, ending that report by Paul Brescher.